Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is David Chung, and in this show, we are going to discuss error handling and alerts in Oracle Service Bus. Be sure to check out my GoGo profile and send in any questions or comments using the box below. Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to take a look at and discuss where to do error handling, error handlers and scope. We'll look at stage, pipeline, service, and system level error handlers. We'll discuss error pipelines. We'll talk about alerts and alert destinations, and we'll break down our discussion of alerts into pipeline alerts and SLAs and SLA alerts. Let's go ahead and get started. The first question is, where to do error handling? In any complex system, one must decide where to do error handling. For example, in the service bus, clients interact with the service bus by invoking a proxy service. Messages are handled in a message flow inside the proxy service and then ultimately routed to a business service. In this architecture, we have three places where we could apply error handling. We might apply it at the client level. The client might catch errors and not even send requests if errors are present. We could handle errors in the service bus, in the proxy service's message flow. An error discovered within the message flow could generate an error message that gets returned to the client without ever invoking the business service. It's also possible that an error may occur in the business service itself, and that error is simply reported back to the service bus and passed on back to the client. So we could do error handling at all three levels. There are advantages to each kind of error handling, and it may be the case that errors occur and are handled at all three of those levels. In this radio show, we're going to focus on errors that occur in the service bus itself. So in the service bus, we may define error handlers. The service bus's message flow, which is part of the proxy service, is broken down into pipelines. And pipelines are paired. We have a request and a response pipeline along with stages. And stages are a container for actions. Actions actually do the work within a message flow. So we have pipelines, stages, and actions. Error handling in a message flow is scoped, and we can define error handlers at all of those scopes. So we can define a stage level error handler. What that means is, should an error of some sort occur within a given stage, if there is an error handler associated with that stage, that error handler will be invoked. Now, an error handler is really just a form of pipeline. So when an error occurs, control goes over to the error handler pipeline, and that error handler pipeline may contain stages and actions. It may access context variables. There is a special context variable available in an error handler pipeline called fault that gives us visibility to the error message itself. So if an error occurs in a stage, the first thing that OSB tries to do is determine whether there is a stage level error handler, and if so, control passes to that stage level error handler. We can define error handlers for pipelines as well. A pipeline level error handler, and remember, pipelines are a container, they hold stages. A pipeline error handler handles any error that occurs in the pipeline that is not handled by a stage level error handler. So if an error occurs in an action within a stage, it goes to the stage level error handler. If there is no stage level error handler, it goes up to the pipeline. And if there's a pipeline level error handler, that the error is handled there. And when I say handle, what we end up with, the error handler is itself a pipeline which can have stages and actions. Error handlers can either retry to execute the stage they're associated with, or they can return an error message to the client. We can also define an error handler at the service level. So for a particular service, For example, for the purchase order service in the service bus, we can define a service level error handler. So any errors that occur in the purchase order service within the message flow, if they are not caught by a containing stage level handler or by a pipeline level handler, they trickle up to a service level handler. This is similar to exception handling in Java, where an exception, if it's caught by a try-catch block, it's handled there. If not, it trickles up to the method level handler, and if it's not handled there, it trickles up to the caller. Just like in Java code, if there are no handlers that can handle an error, it goes all the way out to the default system level error handler, and that's the same here, that we can either define or use the default system level error handler. It's also possible that a request may make it through the message flow on the way from the proxy service to the business service. The request may be passed on to the business service, and the business service may generate some sort of error. So the business service would generate a SOAP fault and send it back. That SOAP fault can be handled in the message flow in what's called a fault pipeline. So we've talked primarily about pipelines consisting of request pipeline and response pipelines paired together, but it's also possible to add a special fault pipeline, and that fault pipeline handles errors that are returned from a business service and may process them, for example, log them or transform them on the way back to the client. So we have scoped error handlers at the stage, pipeline, service, and system level. And errors trickle up, they're caught by the nearest containing handler, and errors returned to the pipeline from a business service can be handled along a fault pipeline. So you have request, response, and error or fault pipelines, where normally we've talked about pipeline pairs. All right, along with this issue of error handling, we have alerts and alert destinations. Alerts are generated when certain events occur. They are not necessarily errors, so they don't necessarily disrupt the message flow, but they generate information that can be sent to an alert destination. The default alert destination is the OSB console in its alert view, but we can add other alert destinations. So we'll go ahead and talk about alerts. As far as alert destinations, there are a variety of destination types that are available. As we said, the alert destinations include the service bus console. We can also define alerts to generate an SNMP trap. So if you're using some sort of SNMP product like HP OpenView or some other SNMP monitoring, typically those products monitor more than your service bus. We can generate alerts and send them as traps to that SNMP monitoring framework. Alerts may be sent to a JMS destination, and if so, they're sent asynchronously, they're queued up, and you can create a JMS consumer, like a message-driven bean, that will pull alerts out of that destination and store them or send them someplace. That what you do with them at that point is up to you. Alerts may also generate an email. So you could create a Java mail session in the Oracle Service Bus and define an email message to be sent to a pager, for example, or someone's smartphone when a specific alert condition is met or fired, as we'll say. You get to control the content of the alert. The alerts are just XML data, and you have access to all the different context variables handled in the message flow when you generate an alert. Alerts may also be sent to a reporting provider for later analysis and reporting. All right, alert. There are two broad kinds of alerts that we're going to discuss here. One are pipeline alerts, and the other are SLA alerts. So we'll define both of them. Pipeline alerts, as it sounds like, are alerts that occur within the message processing, within a pipeline. Pipeline alerts are generated by an alert action. An alert action is a kind of reporting action, and it must be an alert action must be defined within a stage where all actions occur. When you create an alert action, what you can configure is you can configure the data that's sent as a part of the alert action, and that data can access has access to all of the context variables that are available. So pipeline alerts are generated by alert actions in pipelines. Pipeline alerts typically go to the OSB dashboard. There is a special monitoring display in the dashboard view of OSB for pipeline alerts. The pipeline alerts that are shown are sortable and filterable. They can be sorted by date, by severity — they have severity like log messages — by the service with which they're associated, by the type of service — and by that I mean business or proxy — and by a specific alert name. So the OSB dashboard gives you a view of pipeline alerts. Pipeline alerts are generated by specific alert actions that you, when you configure the bus, define. For example, we could have a conditional branch in the bus, and maybe one branch we expect to be invoked rarely, or to be followed rarely. We could generate a pipeline alert when that branch, when a request goes down that branch. What you do with these pipeline alerts is really up to you. Pipeline alerts can be associated with any of the alert destinations that we've talked about. The other kind of alert is an SLA alert. Let me define what an SLA is. An SLA stands for Service Level Agreement. An SLA is sometimes called an NFR, or non-functional requirement. For example, a functional requirement for a service might be that a service is supposed to take a sales, the amount of a sale, and add sales tax. So it does some basic math. The service generates, the service multiplies the sales price times the tax amount, 0.72. That's a functional requirement, and when you test it, you run through a variety of sales amounts and make sure that the values that are returned are that amount times 0.72, or 0.072. I guess 72% sales tax would be a little bit high. An SLA, a service level agreement, a non-functional requirement, is typically a performance-related requirement. For example, the sales tax calculation must return within 5 seconds. So the maximum time will allow that sales tax calculation to occur is 5 seconds. That would be an SLA rule, as it's called. Another possible SLA rule would be the average time that it takes a sales tax request to occur cannot exceed 3 seconds. So we could have a max time or an average time. We could also have a hit ratio. Hit ratio is the number of successful requests versus failures. So when we define a service, one of the things we can do is define its service level agreements. What are the performance and reliability characteristics that this service must display? What if it doesn't display those characteristics? Then we generate an alert. So an alert is a warning that we are violating, an SLA alert, that we're violating one of these service level agreements. They're defined by a performance agreement or target, and we specify them with an alert rule. An alert rule is an expression that can be based on a count, minimum value, maximum value, average value, errors, failures, success to failure ratio or hit ratio, or validation errors. Alerts are configured in OSB in the service bus console, and they're associated with a particular service, and they can generate notifications that go off, and for example, they have targets, so they can target the console, SNMP traps, JMS, or email. They can also go to a reporting provider. Service level agreements are a very important part of building a robust, reusable SOA framework, and the Oracle Service Bus provides a feature for configuring and monitoring and notifying on service level agreements. One final thought on SLA alerts. In a service-oriented architecture, the service bus is going to be a very busy component. In many SOAs, the service bus is one of the early components adopted as part of the service infrastructure. As the SOA evolves, it may be the case that some of the functions originally designated to the service bus, like security and SLA alerting, might get pulled out of the service bus into some sort of web service management tool. But if you do not have a web service management tool running within your SOA environment, and many SOAs do not when they are first deployed, then it's perfectly reasonable to use the SLA alerting feature of the Oracle Service Bus. In closing, I hope that you've enjoyed today's radio show, and I look forward to your comments and questions. You can email me your input by using the question box found on this page, and I'll answer your questions and reply to your comments in upcoming presentations. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for David Chun. If there's a show that you have some interest in and you'd like me to produce it, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.